Well, yesterday we had our first day in pads, and we had a few more false start penalties than we've had in the past. The rain, actually, it started raining a little bit early, then it got sunny, and then it rained out pretty good, rained pretty hard. I think the players were kind of wondering if we were going to go in, but there's probably no way in that happening. But for the most part, I thought offensive line did a nice job blocking. I thought we handled the elements well as far as the throwing and catching the ball in the rain. I think I saw one drop ball, but we did a good job. So it was good to get some of those experiences in with playing outside and some of these conditions that we're going to play in this fall. So I like that, and I hope we get some more bad weather coming in here.
With Kyle's contract, what does that say not only about the player you guys think he is now, but also the player you think he's ultimately going to continue?
One of the things that I really, really like about Kyle, he's a pleaser, number one. He's a heck of a football player, but he's a pleaser. He wants to buy into everything that we're doing. I think he really likes the direction of where things are going. And I like having those kind of guys on the team. I'm anticipating that he'll continue to flourish especially with North and really Kevin Stefanski pushing him over there in that and getting him better. You know, he came in much lighter this year than he has in the past, and he worked extremely hard in the offseason. He was one of the leaders in the weight room, all the things that we've done there. So we're happy to have him. I'm happy for him. He's a good guy, and I like it when good guys get rewarded.
We done?
What's the priority tonight?
Just more of the same, basically. We've got a goal line live session. We'll get 9 plays, just some live. I just want to introduce them to some full goal stuff, but try to be smart about it. That typically you don't get guys too beat up in that because it's such a condensed area. And then the rest of the time is really, practice-wise, we did a lot of run stuff yesterday. Tonight we'll be doing red zone, some more situation. We've got another situation that we're going to work on. It doesn't happen very often. Matter of fact, maybe every 10 years. But if it does come up, hopefully we'll be ready for it. So it'll be more red zone, more, and then goal line live.
What's your view on why the tight end is so prominent these days in the game, you know, compared to 10, 20 years ago? What has sort of driven that, do you think?
Well, part of it is the offense, is the way they move them around and they put them outside and they try to get matchups. And then the other thing is the size of these guys and the athletic ability. When you get these 6'5 tight ends and they get out there, and even if they get on a 5'11 corner, they have an advantage in some of the red zone area especially. And the quarterbacks are smart enough. And the other thing is, the way that the rules are called in the NFL now, the quarterbacks can put the ball in the middle of the field. And you know, back in the old days, there was some big collisions. Now it's guys have to be careful where we hit people.
Coach, what have you seen from Jarek so far, and how is AP helping him along?
Well, I think, first of all, with Adrian, he's been good in everything. I mean, he made some I told somebody yesterday, I said, this guy's not 30 years old, there's no way, because he made some great cuts and some outstanding runs that impressed me. And you know, I've watched him on tape for many years, and they impressed me even more that. But the thing that Adrian is also doing is he's, at least from what I can tell, he likes the direction of where things are going. He likes the attitude that Norv brings, the attitude that the football team, I think the discipline that everything is going this way, and so he's helping a lot of the players that way. Jarek, he's very explosive, catches the ball well. He's learning the running game better. Yesterday we had a pass rush where the linebackers were on the backs yesterday, and we're going to have another one again tonight. But that's an area that he has to keep improving on, is pass protection.
It's an annual tug of war with him about how many carries he gets, not only out here but in the preseason. What's your strategy?
He won't get any in the preseason. He won't get any in the goal line tonight.
Captain,
I don't need to see him.
Captain Munnerlyn, when do you think we might finally see him on the field? Any update on him?
I think it'll be, they have a day off tomorrow. I think it'll be real close to that when we get back. I don't know. They're gonna work him out again tomorrow, but I think he's real close. It won't be long.
Cordero, could we see him tonight?
He's going to do some individual stuff tonight. He won't do any team stuff, but he'll do individual stuff tonight.
Got a few of these night practices. What were you looking to kind of get out of those? What was the thought process behind that?
Well, a little bit of his change up camp a little bit. I think it's good to get on a schedule and then change it a little bit. So it's just a different, you know, you're traveling on the road one time and something happens, you have to adjust to it. I think this, and I also think it's good for the fans that they get a chance to come out and, you know, they don't have to miss work. They can come out and they watch us practice. But it's typically when you go to a night practice, the tempo picks up quite a bit. And I mean, although I feel really good about the tempo of our practices that we've had, I've had several comments from people that have been here in some of the training camps in the past, and many of them, even players, have commented the tempo that when we go here. So it's good to get in, get work done, go fast, and then get out. We don't make it shorter, but we make it seem like it's shorter, hopefully.
What are you doing with Xavier? Trusting his instincts in second year.
Xavier?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still learning a lot about the techniques. You know, he's got a lot of advantages. He's extremely, extremely fast. He's got extremely long arms. And we're still trying to refine his techniques, just like we all with all of the corners. But Xavier has a chance to be a very good corner. You know, I probably need to do a little bit better job of coaching him in certain ways. So, you know, I'm trying to learn all these guys, what's their hot button, where they can improve quicker. And so that's one of the things I have to work on with him, is making sure that I'm doing the right things with him.
In what ways?
Just talking to him, coaching him, you know, what's his hot button, what motivates him more. I'm not saying he's not unmotivated. I'm just saying, you know, part of coaching is trying to figure out how you can take this player and make him better. Some players, you know, you get after him and, you know, they don't take it personally. They don't listen to the tone. They listen to what you're saying. Some, you know, I've had many players over the years that I had to, when I was correcting them, I had to put my arm around them and talk to them nice, and, you know, because they might go in the tank. So that's part of my learning too with these players too, you know, who to push and in which way and which ones to maybe be more communicative with.
Considering Mike Grafer is talking next, is there any update on who will fill his role for the
not yet I talked to Rick about it last night. I think it's pretty close, but you know, we'll wait for a few days till we announce it.
What do you see the competition at the safety spot opposite Terrence Smith?
Well, right now, I would say Blanton is probably a little bit ahead of the rest of the guys, but that will be a lot more determined when we get into the camp and in a preseason games, tackling, how things go. He's been doing a lot of good things as far as lining up, covering people, being in the right place, but until, with the safeties, until you find out how they tackle, what kind of angles they take, what kind of instincts they have in the course of ball games, I really don't know.
George Edwards, a major hire him.
Pardon me, Mom?
George Edwards, what was it about him that made you hire him?
I was with George in Dallas for quite a while. George is, you know, he's a Dukie, so he's very, very smart. And he has been with a lot of my system for a long, long time. And then when he went down to Miami, the defensive coordinator there was named Kevin Coyle, who was my defensive back coach in Cincinnati, who basically ran the same thing. So I thought a lot of it, not only George is a very smart guy, but a good guy, and been heard me say these things many, many times, but he was in the system again very recently. You know, I felt like it was important that on defense that I have a guy that can, that knows how I am, that knows, you know, it's a little, you know, kind of like with Andre Patterson. I was with him a long time, and, you know, they kind of know when to temper me down a little bit and when to, you know, I don't know what the word is, tell me when I'm wrong, I guess, too.
Does he teach your defense? Which,
Academy, yeah.
Does he basically teach your defense to the letter, or does he add things to it, or suggest things?
Well, he suggests things, you know, all the time, and it's pretty much what I've done in the past as far as where we're going. I mean, George and I talk all the time. I sit in the defensive meetings. I run a lot of the defensive meetings. It's important for me to be involved defensively with the thing. But he's very knowledgeable and not afraid to make any suggestions and talk to me about different things. And then, you know, I basically decide.
And then do you know who will make calls during the season?
I have an idea, but we're going to work through the preseason a little bit and then go from there.
With a lot of those coaches, you had the defensive coaches, you had experience with them, except for Jerry Curry. I mean, what kind of went into that, and what did you see with Jerry?
With Jerry, well, obviously he was a great player. He was a really good defensive coordinator in Buffalo and Tennessee, and a lot of the places that he was at. He was an excellent defensive back coach, and you know, one of the things I've been very, very impressed with Jerry is, as you've probably seen, I'm pretty involved with the defensive backs, and so I step in there quite a bit, and I tell him exactly what I want because that's kind of my baby. And by about the third day, Jerry was saying things to the players before I could say it, and the exact same thing I was saying. So that made me feel really good. I'm watching Jerry. I'm saying, I'm getting ready to go over there and say this to him, and he's saying the same thing I was getting ready to say. So it's been I think I hit play on one of these things. Sorry. That's been really good. One of them is talking here. I think it's this one. Sorry.
Is there any significance of the fact that the one guy that you didn't have experience with was a defensive back coach, and that's kind of your spot?
Yeah, probably a lot of defensive backs coaches didn't want to come with me. I don't know. I don't know. You know, Adam has been around the defensive backs with me in Cincinnati, too. So, you know, it's very, very important that we're all on. Part of the thing is, if you get splintered, and this coach, we meet together on defense all the time. The whole defense meets in there because I want to coach the left defensive end. I want to coach the Will linebacker. I want to coach the safety in the corner, and so on and so forth. A lot of times you get splintered and, all right, the defensive line coach is telling one thing and the linebacker doesn't know what the defensive line coach is doing. And to me, the most important thing that I've ever done in Cincinnati was we met together all the time, and I think it's very, very important so that not only that, but that the three technique knows that, hey, that Mike linebacker is counting on you to do your job, so you need to do it so we can all have accountability in the room.
Time for two more.
You talked a little bit about Xavier and his speed and his length. What does Captain bring on the other side that kind of makes up for maybe not being the tall guy on the outside?
Well, Captain is a quicker, not smarter, but he's a very instinctive guy over there. That he understands the game, you know, more as a veteran than Xavier does right now, but. I think his big plus is going to be in the slot, to be honest with you.
Mike, anytime you have a top 10 pick coming in, expectations are very high, sometimes unrealistic. What are your realistic expectations for your first pick, Anthony Barr, and what have you seen from him so far in these couple of days?
my expectations of him are probably higher than they are for everybody else. I've seen great things out of him. He doesn't make mistakes. There was a play yesterday. He got a lead block on him. He knocked the living dog out of the guy, you know, that came to block him, got off and made the play. He's got tremendous physical abilities, and you know, but my expectations of all the players are very high. Higher than, hopefully not higher than theirs, but high. Good? All right, thank you. When do I got to do it?